Disney is stupid.
I euthanized Mickey.
Hi, and welcome to iHeart Snacks. Joe isn't here.
Because he's a bitch.
Whoa, it's my girlfriend, Naomi. And we're doing... This isn't iHeart Snacks. It isn't. It's
like an extended Kittens in a Bed.
It's Kittens in a Bed.
iHeart Snack style.
Can I finish?
No. Can I finish?
Kittens in a Bed. That Heart Snacks. Show.
Kittens Heart Snacks?
Kittens in a Bed Heart Snacks. Mm. Ow! And this kitten right here.
We have a cat.
It's biting me. So, what's up, Naomi? Where's Joe?
I think he's having anal with Mickey.
Oh, gross. Didn't we use that joke last time?
Did we?
I think so. Joe and Erica, his wife, are in Disney World right now.
Yay.
Yay.
Not a fan of Disney.
Yeah, we talked about that.
The last time too. I'm still not a fan. It's been a year. Oh my god, it's been a year.
Really? Oh, yeah, look at that.
It's been a fucking year.
Oh. I'm a fan of Disney and I'm kind of jealous. I wish I was in Disney World too.
Eh.
Alright, anyway. So, we got a lot of things planned today.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy day for Joe and Erica, but it's a sad, sad day for the black community. It's true. And people who love black
comedian. People don't want Joe and Erica to be married.
No.
They hate you.
There's a man who died today. Was it today or yesterday?
The news is today. I don't know when the actual time of death was. I wasn't there.
Mr. Bernie Mac himself has died.
Is that Roscoe Jenkins?
No, Roscoe Jenkins was Martin Lawrence.
No.
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bernie Mac.
No. You might remember Bernie Mac from such classics as Charlie's Angels 2. He played Bosley.
That's right. He was Bosley.
Which was a horrible, horrible choice to replace Bill Murray in that movie. Because Bill Murray made the first one, like, the funny parts. The girls aren't the funny part. The girls are, like, the sexy, hot parts. And Bill Murray was the funny parts. And then you replace...
But then Bill Murray got bitch slapped by Lucy Liu.
Yeah, they got into some fight or something.
She's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
So they replaced Bill Murray's character, Bosley, with Bernie Mac. Now, this is not me sounding racist or anything. I have a hard time understanding him.
Bernie Mac? Or Bosley?
Bernie Mac, when he talks, I don't know if it's a dialect thing or he just talks really fast, because it's like listening to a black Micro Machines guy.
Oh, what?
Micro Machines. You don't remember the Micro Machines guy?
Oh, wait, the really fast.
Yeah. But, like, he has a slang that goes along with that fast talking. And it's like, I guess because I'm a stupid white boy, but every joke goes over my head. And I only laugh because I don't understand a word coming out of his mouth.
Should we get a clip of him talking?
Do you want to listen to the scene from Charlie's Angels 2?
Listen to the jibba jab?
Yeah. Try to decipher this.
Okay.
I'm a legend over with a best by the hour. Just like Rosie O'Donnell at a bisexual bridal shower. It ain't nothing to me, man. I keep it for real. Look at this dental man with dental and grill. See, I'm the best. I told you that. This dude like that, he ran in front of the cat. Now I messed up, but I'ma stay on top. They told me, man, but you know, I'm never gonna flop. Look at this dude, he need to stay in the shade. Ain't no wonder why he came out. He already in the gay parade. I told you, man, I got you roasted like ever. You don't know, but my rhymes, they straight up clever. So you step down off the pedestal. I'm the best, man. You need to go to the fucking dental.
So, Bernie Mac, rest in peace. We love you.
You're the best.
Did you ever watch his show? The Bernie Mac show?
No, I'm not black.
You don't have to be black to watch it. I just find that, like...
I don't understand hip-hop.
There was no hip hop on that show. It was basically like, you know, like a family show. And he's always he'd always get into the camera and he goes, America, look, my kids are weird. Like, he would always say America.
Who the fuck is calling?
All right, well, why don't we take this voicemail while you answer that phone call?
Hey, Ben and Joe. Oh, well, I heard that Joe was going to be on vacation, so hi, Naomi. This is Roy Rogers. Remember my food chain? It's awesome. I think you should visit it. We got chicken. Oh, you're a vegetarian. I forgot. Well, fuck you. Dope cheese.
You're a vegetarian?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, we are. We gave in.
It's been a month so far.
PETA came to our house and they ripped down the door and they go, you guys better fucking stop eating animals.
Yeah, you bitch. Speaking of vegetarians, we watched Silence of the Lambs yesterday.
Yeah.
First time I have seen the movie and, like, paid attention. Because the last time I saw it, I was a kid. And I was, like, kind of watching, like, peeking out in the living room where my parents are watching it. Like, hiding and sneaking little clips of it. And I totally didn't get what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a really long time. I forgot about the mangina scene, because that was fucking awesome. Yeah,
that's a great movie.
Buffalo Bill tucks his junk in between his legs. Kidding, I swear to God. If I wasn't vegetarian, I would eat you.
Actually, Hannibal Lecter makes me want to not be a vegetarian anymore.
You want to eat people?
Yeah. He makes them sound so delicious.
Really? With some fava beans. He really doesn't talk about eating people a lot.
He was like, I ate his liver with some
fava beans. But it's only like implied that he does it and like, he talks about it maybe twice.
I don't know, man.
Do you know what it's called? Getting back to the Buffalo Bill thing, tugging the penis between his legs. Do you know what it's called when, if you were to turn around and you were to saw that? I think it's called a fruit bowl. Because the penis is the banana and then you got the fruit. I could be making that up.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
That guy was crazy.
He was awesome.
He was
We're going to end the show with that song.
Greenskeepers.
By the Greenskeepers.
Lotion.
Yeah, which is an amazing song. Instead of the rapid fire, we'll end with a song.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Remind me, though, because I will forget.
Yeah, I was actually kind of on the edge of my seat a little bit watching that movie.
You can say that again. You were crazy. Never see a movie with this woman that's scary. Or semi-scary. She flips out.
I like was to be that, scared, though.
Was that why you couldn't sleep last night?
Well, that was probably part of the reason. I did have nightmares last night.
Yeah.
I did. I had really crazy dreams of decapitated heads.
Gross.
Cool.
So, as you know, you can call the show at 718-304-7856.
Six. That's the only number I know. It's six.
So, like the, Roy Rogers just called our voicemail. But if you're a fan of iHeartSnacks, you know that Reggie Philamese from Nintendo calls a lot with his, ghost friend, Andre the Giant.
Now, I heard a rumor that Reggie got married.
It's true. And
around the same time Joe and Erica got married, right?
Yeah, he hasn't been talking about it a lot, but
is he ashamed of his wife?
Well, why don't we let this voicemail, like, speak for itself?
Okay.
Andre called with a special guest.
Wow.
You want to hear this?
Yeah.
All right, let's play it.
Hey guys, it's Andre the Giant here. Look, Reggie is on the toilet. I went over his house, and I found this strange woman hiding in the corner. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, it's Regina!
Regina? Are
you... Hi, Regina!
Are you...
I'm Reggie's wife!
Wow, really?
Yeah!
I didn't know...
I married that bitch!
I really didn't know he was married.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about him, neither do I.
What is that on your face? Is that just your face?
Shut the fuck up! Right. That's my fucking face!
Right, this woman is really ugly.
Your mother's ugly! Fucking donkey punch that bitch!
Okay, Guys, this is really creeping me out.
Oh, wait, before I gotta make a confession.
What's your confession?
I had an affair with John Edwards.
John Edwards?
He donkey punched me too, because he's a Democrat.
I thought you were talking about the psychic.
No, not that little fucker. I killed that bitch.
You killed him?
Yeah, he talks to me in my sleep now.
Well, because he's dead.
He haunts my dreams.
Okay, look, guys,
I gotta go wipe Reggie's ass now.
Oh, gross. Alright, guys, dope cheese.
Dope cheese!
You won.
Whoa. That was bizarre.
Reggie got married. That's really funny.
I wonder what she looks like. She's probably really ugly.
They said she was ugly.
Yeah.
Like a beast.
She's a beast.
She had an affair with John Edwards?
Yeah, not the psychic guy. Senator guy.
No, the politician. That's two. That's twice. Because this other bitch...
Why are you pointing at TV?
Because the TV's there. Did you see the lady that he had an affair with?
I did not.
It looks like if Gary Busey had a twin sister, that's what she would look like.
Wow, really? She's that bad?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you should post as the album art.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Kind of fucked up. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh my god, it's Gary Busey with long hair. What the fuck? Are you tired? Am I boring you?
No, I'm just really tired. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about a little game called Geometry Wars 2.
Oh, God. You've been telling me about this game for at least 2 weeks now.
It's awesome.
It gives me seizures.
Guys, if you haven't played Geometry Wars or Geometry Wars 2...
Don't start.
Go pick it up.
Unless you want to have a seizure and start hemorrhaging in your brain.
Why are you interrupting me?
Because this game is terrible. It'll give you a seizure. I don't want you to die. I'll just love you.
Trying to tell the folks about Geometry Wars.
Go ahead.
It's really cool. It's really fast-paced. And it will give you seizures. It'll be awesome.
I've tried even just watching you play that game. I don't know what thing is yours? There's so much shit going on and so much light flashing around. I get dizzy. I get the vertigos.
Well, next week you won't have to deal with the vertigos because Bionic Commando is coming out. And I've been how long have I been waiting for this game? Forever. I love the original one on the NES. I recently just beat it. This game is so awesome. It looks so cool. I can't wait for it.
Speaking of awesome, there's another movie we watched.
What?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, boy. Naomi's never seen this movie, and she loved it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Come on. It was a funny movie.
It was funny. I can definitely see why it's a movie you like.
Because it's funny. And it's great.
Right.
Big Trouble in Little China, if you haven't seen it, it's about, why don't you describe what you think the movie is about?
This is what I gathered from my observations. Right. There's a trucker guy.
What's his name? Jack Burton.
Jack Burton. I was going to say Jack Johnson.
Me. Jack Burton.
Yeah, that. Jack. And he's a truck driver, and he's a white guy, and he was making deliveries in Chinatown.
Yes, where? What Chinatown?
San Francisco?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's having a break with his friend, and they're doing like
What's his friend's name? Wang.
Chow Yun Fat.
Wang.
Chow Yun Fat.
That's his name, Wang.
Short Round?
No. Continue.
Totally looks like Short Round, by the way, like in grown-up form.
A little bit.
Grown-up form, Short Round.
Have you seen Short Round grown-up form?
Is he scary? Is he Chow Yun Fat?
No.
I think every Asian guy is Chow Yun Fat.
Way to be racist.
Yeah, so they're having like a game and they make some type of bet and his friend, the Chinese dude, loses the bet and then he's like, oh, I can't pay you. I have to go pick up my girlfriend at the airport. So they go to the airport.
What's his girlfriend's name?
Liz Cho?
Mao Ying. Come on.
Okay. So they go pick up a girlfriend and then like these crazy like Asian mafia dudes come and kidnap.
More of a gang, but yeah, okay. If you want to go with Asian mafia.
And he's got those crazy glasses.
Yeah, that was cool.
Those are crazy. And so they kidnap the girl because she's got green eyes, and that's like extra money for prostitutes. They pay more for green-eyed whores. as like myself.
Asian green-eyed horse.
So, I don't know. They, like, get all crazy. There's, like, a struggle in the airport. And then somehow they end up driving into an alleyway. And there's a funeral procession going on. And then the rival gang of these people that are having the funeral, like, ambush them. And it's a big fight. And then these three dudes with fucking, like, crazy hats come down from out of nowhere and they, like, kick the shit out of everybody. And then some other guy comes and he's got light come out of his face and he's like...
Wait, what's his name?
Lo Pan?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Lo Pan.
And he's like, I'm an old dude and I'm gross and I need to have sex with a green-eyed girl so I can get my body back.
It seems like sex. He has to sacrifice
her. Oh, he marries her and then kills her.
Yeah.
Might as well.
He's like this demon, like, living in our world in limbo. He can live forever, but he wants to become flesh and bone.
Right. So, hilarity ensues, and they defeat him and rescue the girl. And that stupid, gross girl from the Sex and the City was in it, too.
Kim Cattrall.
Oh!
She plays, what's her name?
No, she's not Samantha.
No. What's her name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you would know what Sex and the City is anyway. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't remember her name.
Gracie Law.
Right, Gracie Law. Yeah, she was terrible in that. She sucked.
You know, she's in one of your favorite movies, you know that? Mannequin.
Really?
Yes. She was the Mannequin.
Mannequin 2 on the Move.
Wait, you like Mannequin 2 better than Mannequin 1?
I love Mannequin 2. Because it had that dude in it.
What dude?
That black dude. They played the gay guy.
Alright. Let's move on. Pick it up if you haven't seen it. Netflix it. Big Trouble in Little China. Amazing movie.
Yeah.
So it's got some great lines in it.
Like I said, I can. This is definitely like a movie Ben likes. And
do your best Lo Pan impression.
No.
Come on.
No.
Do it.
I can't do it demand.
I'll give you the line and you just say it. Goodbye, Mr. Burton.
Goodbye, Mr. Button.
There you go.
That was terrible.
Goodbye, Mr. Button.
Goodbye, Mr. Button.
And he throws a knife.
And then he catches a knife and flings it back and it, like, stabs him right in the face.
Yeah.
And his brains fall out.
There's also a great website. I don't remember the name of it, but I'm sure if you just type in Big Trouble in Little China, you'll find it. That these people took South Park characters the South Park aesthetic of, like, the cardboard cutout, and they made Big Trouble in Little China.
The whole movie?
I think so. Or they're crazy. Still working on the whole thing, but it's awesome.
Anything else going on? Anything else?
Not really.
No.
Almost approaching the end.
We're going to a pirate party today.
We are.
Not a butt pirate party, just a pirate party.
It's kind of shitty out, I think.
No, it's really nice out.
Really?
It was this morning when I went outside.
Hmm.
The sky was blue. It was nice and cool and pretty.
You know what's pretty?
Shit.
You're pretty.
Aww. I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Ew. Alright, so that's the end of the show. Please call us up. 718-304-785-6. Let me get the 5 in there.
You said 5.
I get halfway through the 5.
You said 5-6.
I get halfway through the 5 and you yell 6. Let me say it one more time. Wait until I point to you. 718-304-785-6. I didn't point.
You said 5.
But I didn't point.
7856. 7856.
Check out our website at iHeartSnacks.com. Check out the Ben and Naomi show, otherwise known as Kittens in a Bed, at kittensinabed.tumblr.com. And anything else? What do you want to plug besides your butt?
Oh, ew. Gross.
Seriously, anything?
Got
anything coming up? You got any gigs?
Yeah, right. Nope. Just,
check out the MTA Sucks.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
The MTASUX.com.
Yeah. Leave us a message there, too.
Okay.
And well, Donkey Punch your mother.
I love you.
Bitch.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
I'm looking down the hole.